Hilchos Anhogas Odom Baboker, Simen Aleph, Din Hashkomas Haboku Ubota Seifim. Please remember, these shiurim are not halacha lemaisa. Sif Aleph. Yisgaber ko'ari. One should be as strong. One should overcome like a lion. La'amod Baboker, to rise in the morning. La'avodas Boro, for the service of his creator. She'ehu ma'orer hashachar, he should awake the morning, meaning one should try for a pre-dawn awakening. O Salaf in the Mishnah Brura, la'avodas boro, ki lekach nivra ha'odam, for this man was created to serve his creator, kamo she'omer ha'kosev, as the Pasuk says, kol ha'nikra b'shmi, all that is called by my name, b'lichvodi b'rasi b'chulu, and I created for my glory. Navi'af im yashi enu yitzro b'choref lomar, now even if his negative inclination tries to dissuade him in the winter, saying, Eich ta'amod baboker ki akor ha'godol, how can you wake up in the morning, it's so cold, o yashi enu b'kayitz, or he will try to dissuade you in the summer. Lomar saying, Eich ta'amod mimitoscha, how can you get out of your bed? V'adayin lo sovatem mishnosecho, you still didn't get enough sleep. Yiskaber olav, overcome him. Val yishmalo, don't listen to him. V'yachshu benafsho, you should rather think to himself. Ilu hoya nitzrach la'amod l'shores lifnei melech boser v'dom, let's say, I would have to get up to serve before a mortal king. Kama hoya zor v'zoriz l'amod b'yashkoma, l'achin atm la'avodosoy. How much he would be careful and quick to stand to rise early to prepare himself for his work. So kol shekein, certainly, v'kal v'chomer, ben beno shel kal v'chomer, a kal v'chomer, which is a descendant of a kal v'chomer. Certainly, ifnei melech machi amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. Os beis hashachar, the Mechaber says he should awake in the morning. Zok the Mishnah Berurah b'shlo kasav sod. The shlo revealed the following. L'chaber yom b'layla b'torah u'b'tvila. One should try to connect, to join, day and night, with either learning or davening. Hein baboka hein bo erev, whether in the morning or evening. U'miyad kishi yis'or mishnasay. So right away, when a person wakes up, ve'ein arotz lishon, he doesn't want to continue to sleep. Yito yodav af shenishar mushkov. He should wash negovaser, even as he is still lying, when he's still in a lying position. Certainly, he shouldn't walk for amos without washing his hands first. But one should be very careful with this. In the Zohar HaKodesh, it goes far. Lagabi, his punishment for this, because he is leaving upon himself a impure spirit. But still, because of the lack of netilas yadayim, one should not be over any iser. For example, to hold back and wait from urinating, to wash his hands, or to take somebody else's water. Unless he's sure, he will immediately be able to replace the water. There are those who stumble in this area. Let's say the water for netilas yadayim is far away. He has nobody available to bring the water to him. There are a few from the group of Bali HaNefesh, those who are concerned with their soul. They're knowing to walk to the water in less than 4 amos at a time. But because of Asharei Tshuva al Zeh Delo Nehira, Asharei Tshuva says, this doesn't appear to be correct. Da'odav Yoser Sheyochem Umrutza, better they run. Shelo Lahashos Ruach Ra al Yodav, so as not to keep the impure spirit on his hands. Yeshayimrim, there is an opinion. De'le Inyan Zeh Amrinon Kulo Beisa K'dalet Hamas Domi. Lagavi this, we treat the entire house like Dalet Hamas. Aval Ein Lisma Chazeh Ki'im B'Shazat Chak. One should only rely on this in a tough situation. Naim era kishemashkin balaylo, she'en lo ma'am litzol yodav shalosh mo'am koroi, lahava ruach atuma, Let's say when he wakes up early, it's still night. He doesn't have water to wash his hands three times, as he should. Lahave ruach hatumah, to remove the ruach hatumah. Afo biken chalila lo levato midivrei Torah mishum ze ad shi'ar hayom. Even so, chalila, not to learn Torah because of this, until daybreak. Eliyito ma'at, rather let him wash a little bit. O yinaki yada b'chomidi d'menaki, or clean his hands with whatever will clean. Vivorech, he makes a bracha, v'yomad kadin ha'talmud v'yaposkim. And he should learn kadin, talmud, and poskim. I'm not sure what the word kadin here means. Note the Bi'ur Lochan de Rimascha Shiehu says it's very proper to say before each tefillah a certain bakosha or hoda'a. Based on the Yerushalmi, before Shachris, you say, Moda ani lefonecho Hashem alokai velokai avosai, shehotzeisanem yafelu lo'ira. By Mincha, you say, Moda ani lefonecho Hashem alokai velokai avosai, shekeshem shezichisani l'ros kishachama v'mizrach kach zachis l'rosu b'marav. By Arvis, he should say, Yehi ratzon lefonecho Hashem alokai velokai avosai, kishem shayisi ba'afelu v'hotzeisani lo'ira, kein totzi'enem yafelu lo'ira. Ayin shom. Let's see the Rambam. Hagov yal kolponim lo ya'achar zman ha'tfila she'atzir mespalin. Now let's say you're not going to awake in the morning, but at least don't miss a minyan. Oskimu, she'atzir mespalin hainu. Af al pi shelo yavur zman tfila, meaning even if you won't miss zman tfila, mikol moko mitzvah imatzir where the mitzvah is to daven with a minyan. Va'ayin lakaman sof sif kotin tes. The Rambam continues. Hagov. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somen, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perak Tezayin Pasukes, I put Hashem before me or opposite me constantly. Hu klal godol, that is a major principle, bat Torah in Toru uvama'alos ha-tzadikim, and in the milos of a tzadik, the virtues of a tzadik, ashel hochem lefnei ha-lukim, that walk before God. Ke'en yeshiva sa'odem usnu aso va'asakov, v'hu levado b'veisoi, you can't compare the way a person sits, moves, and deals with business when he's alone at home. Ki yeshivaso usnu oso v'yasokov v'hu lifnei melech godol. You can't compare that to sitting, moving, and doing his business activities when he's before the great king. V'lo diburoi v'harchovas piv kirtzono v'hu im anche besu krovav, the way he speaks, and his free for all talking. You can't compare that, v'hu im anche beso krova, when he is with his family and relatives, ki diburo b'moshe ha'melech, like he would speak when he is where the king sits. Kol shekein certainly kishi yosim ha'odem alibo, sha'melech ha'godol ha'kodesh baruch hu. Certainly when a person contemplates that the great king, ha'kodesh baruch hu, ashemelo chol aretz kavodo, the whole universe is filled with his glory, omid olav stands over him, v'roba masa ven observes his deeds. Kamoshin Emar, as it says, Imi Soser Ish Bamistarim, if a person hides out, Va'anilo Ereno, I won't see him, Nu'um Hashem, says Hashem. So Miyad Yagia Elov Hayira, immediately, he will feel fear, Va'achno, and humility, Bapachad Hashem Yisborach, from the dread of Hashem, Uvoshto Yimeno Tomin, and a constant shame from him. Os Dalad in the Mishnah Berurah Hatzadikim, Dehainu, what does it mean? That it's a klal godol batoira uvamalas hatzadikim. Dehainu she yitzar benav she tomid. He should constantly imagine eich shehu omid lifnei Hashem yisborach, that he is standing before Hashem. Ki hakodesh baruch hu melo chol aretz kavodo, because his glory fills the universe. V'kosvu b'shem ha'arizal, they write b'shem the ari she yitzar shem havaya tomid negen enav. A person should try to see in his mind's eye the Shem Havaya, Benikud Yira Kozeh, meaning Yiva. V'zehu Sod, Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Somit. That's a special Sod of Shivisi. V'zeh To'elas Godol In HaYira. It's a great benefit, Lagabe, gaining Yiras Hashem. V'yeh Shohayu Regilim Machmazeh. And because of this, there are those who made it a habit, La'asos Menor Shoklach Mitzuyorim, to make, this could mean a menorah-shaped parchment, or a menorah drawn on a parchment, lahaniach basidurim, to place in the siddur, the kosum bohem shivisi Hashem, they would write the word shivisi, together with ben arbe osios, the four-letter name of Hashem, ushare shemus, and other names of Hashem, Umenorah kaze haise nikus b'shem shivisi. They would call this menorah shivisi. V'atamhu b'chtei shiyeh nizkar shlo losiach sicha b'tele b'socha tefila. The reason to do this is so a person will remember not to have mundane talk, mundane conversation during davening me'emus Hashem from the fear of Hashem. But because of b'sharei tshuva b'shem atu ashor, shiroi le'azor chayo levatal minig. It's fitting to make an effort to stop this custom. Ki al pi harov einu mishamrim esaklav koroi. Because in most situations, they don't take care of the klav as they should. V'tish tapechna b'rosh kol chutzos. It falls out into the open street. V'gam kama pa'amim boli de mechikas Hashem. And several times it can come to chas v'sholom, erasing the name of Hashem. V'nira, du menoras hagdolas hamutziyoras al klav. But it appears that the large menorahs that are drawn on parchment, shekovim beveis haknesses lefnei ha'amud, they put it in the shul, in front of the podium, tachas tavla shel zchuchit, under a sheet of glass, shein shaych b'zetamanal, so there's no danger of it being mistreated, les lambo, there is no objection, akalashono. End of quote. V'hakoivin bo'amud below tavla, but if somebody fixes it in the podium without a cover, yesh limchos b'yodam, so one should object, ki ayidei haneru shekovim bo'amud, because through the neros, which are fixed into the podium, those neros will cause, most of the time, the erasing of the name of Hashem, chas v'sholom. Note the Bi'ur Halacha under Rabbi Maschol, hu klal golo b'Torah. He says, if somebody wants to be mekayim shivisi koroi, he should make sure to be mekayim that which the Sefer HaChinuch brings. And that is that there are six mitzvos where there's a constant chiyuv. Two of them are related to Amuna. The third is related to Yichud Hashem. The fourth and fifth is Ava and Yira. And the sixth is Shmir Sanaim Umachshava. Let's go weiter in the Ramah. V'lo yizbayish yivnei b'nei odom hamal'igim ala be'avodos Hashem yizborach. One should not be embarrassed before those who make fun of him when he serves Hashem. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Os hei. So fine, he doesn't have to consider their opinion, but he shouldn't argue with them, because the midah of insolence is very negative. One should not use it even to serve Hashem. Because it can become a habit. He might use it even when it's not for avodas Hashem. V'ainu bir halacha. Osvav hamaligim olav. V'cheinim u'odam benuni omen v'mokim gedolim. Hu adin. Let's say he's an average person in the company of gedolim. Lo yizbayish mehem lo mod v'lasos ha-mitzvah. He shouldn't be embarrassed to learn from them or to do a mitzvah. Achim efshelo la'asos ha-mitzvah shelo b'fneim tov yoser. But if you can do the mitzvah not in their presence, that's the best. But if he's in the company of average people, so if the idea is to serve as an example, it's better to do it before them. That they will learn to do as he does. But his intention should be l'shem shemayim, and not to take on a superior position. Note the Bi'ur Halacha under Rabbi Maschol v'lo yizbayish. It says there is a situation where it is a mitzvah to hate and to fight the opposition. And that is if there's a group of people, apikorsim, who are trying to make takonos, to draw the people away from Ratzon Hashem. And if you try to make peace with them and they don't listen, then there's a mitzvah to do whatever you can to stop them. The Mechaber continues, Sif Beis. Nope. I didn't finish Sif Aleph. Zok the Ramo. Gam be'etznei oleches. Also when a person is in private, uveshachvo al meshkovo, when he lies in bed, yeda lifnei mihu shochev, he should realize who he is lying before. Umiyad sheyeor mishnoso, and immediately, when he wakes up, yokum bizrizus lavodos boro, he should get up with speed, for the avodah of Hashem yisbarach v'yis'ala, he should be blessed and exalted. Os zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, gam be'atznei aleches rutzulomer af b'shal shehu b'veisu be'atzneil. even when he's in his house, in private, gam ken yelechto im Hashem lako, still his behavior should be with Hashem, before Hashem. Kamosh Masayim Baholech, as he concludes, Osches Bezvizus, quickly, he should quickly rise from his bed, Lav Davka, Eli Yishamiyat. This is not exact. Rather, he should pause a bit, Velo Yaman Pisom, not to get up suddenly. Kiza Mazik Lakuf, because that can harm the body. Tov Lomar Teka Bekumo, it's good to say, the minute you get up, Moda Ani Lefonecho, Melech Chai Vekayom, I thank before you the King who's chai v'kayom, alive and eternal, that you returned my soul to me with compassion. Great is your faith. You should say the statement with a pause after bechemla. And those two words you say together, that's based on the posik. Hashem keeps his word to return the souls that were entrusted to him. He returns them in the morning. To say that you don't have to wash your hands first. Even if his hands are unclean. Because in the statement he doesn't mention the name of Hashem or a kinoi, an alternate name for Hashem. But still to learn, that's also before Negovaser, Ubalav Hochi, Oser, Kodem, Birkas HaTorah. And anyway, you can't learn before you say Birkas HaTorah, Va'ayin Le'el, so Sifkotin Beis.